This is VOA News via remote. Tommy McNeil. The Afghanistan war ended with an odd unity between sworn enemies. That's the Taliban and Americans. They both agreed the goal of getting the United States out, and they both had a stake in the evacuation operation after a deadly attack by a common foe, which is an offshoot of the Islamic State group. As witnessed by the Associated Press reporters in Kabul, as and as told by people AP interviewed from all sides, the war ended with episodes of brutality, enduring trauma, a massive if fraught humanitarian effort, and goodbyes and waves instead of bullets from the Taliban now in control. A U.S. Official says the United States plans to send Afghan evacuees who require more screening to a site in Kosovo. There, the official says that they may be housed for up to 1 year for further processing. The official spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity in order to discuss the plans. It is the first U.S. word on its intentions for handling some evacuees who fall and fail to clear initial security screening or otherwise require more processing. U.S. President Joe Biden will visit all three 9/11 memorial sites to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks and pay his respects to the nearly 3,000 people killed that day. The White House says Biden will be visiting Ground Zero in New York City, the Pentagon, and the memorial near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police in Kashmir charged family members of late resistance leader Syed Ali Gilani under a harsh anti-terror law and for raising anti-India slogans and wrapping his body in the Pakistani flag. The 91-year-old was the emblem of Kashmir's defiance against New Delhi and had been under house arrest for years. His son said Indian authorities buried his body without any family members present, and it was shared by social media, purportedly showing his relatives trying to prevent armed police from forcing them into their home. Those who were charged have not yet been taken into custody officially. The U.S. Navy has declared five missing sailors dead nearly a week after a helicopter crashed in the ocean off San Diego. The Navy has shifted the search for them to recovery operation Saturday. The move follows more than 72 hours of coordinated rescue efforts and nearly three dozen search and rescue flights to look for the sailors. An investigation into what caused Tuesday crashed about 70 miles off San Diego is ongoing. Florida is in the grip of its deadliest wave of COVID-19 since the pandemic began, a disaster driven by the highly contagious Delta variant. While Florida's vaccination rate is slightly higher than the national average, Sunshine State has an outsized population of elderly people who are especially vulnerable to the virus, and it also has a vibrant party scene. It has the Republican governor's support, who has taken a hard line against mask requirement, vaccine passports, and business shutdowns. Willard Scott, the beloved weatherman who charmed viewers of NBC's Today Show with his self-deprecating humor and cheerful personality, has died. He was 87. Al Roker, his successor on the morning news show, announced that Scott died peacefully Saturday morning, surrounded by family. No further details were released. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.